What's going on, family? Coming at you again. Urban Matters Matter live chat. Coming at you live, family. Here we go. Yeah. Coming at you live, family. This is Urban Matters. Matters live chat. I do not own the rights to this music. Facebook, Anchor, Spotify. We are gonna chop up some heavy game today. Hope everyone is ready for the breakdown. Got my boy James in the background talking about he black and he proud. Me too. Me too, Mr. Brown. We got to say also rest in peace to Bill Withers, the Lean On Me man. The Lean On Me man. Coming at you, family. We got to chop this thing up today. Got to get it done. Got to get it done, family. Y'all come on into the room. Come on into the building. Please give me the thumbs up when you come into the building. Make sure you like and share this with your family and loved ones. Y'all come on in. Crown on and rising. Thanks for joining us. Mr. Simmons. Yeah, we finna chop up Miss CJ Walker today. Yeah, we finna chop this thing up. Coming through, y'all. Gotta say morning greetings. Yes, morning greetings to my family. Get that sunshine early, man. Number one, y'all heard that? It's about this soul, man. This soul gonna get us through this thing, man. It's the coronavirus, the 5G, the whatever you want to talk about, bro. Good morning, bro. Good morning, Mr. Sainted. Thanks for joining us, bro. Thanks for joining us. I know I've been missing in action, family. I've been MIA a little bit. Just kind of trying to get settled in here down here in Florida, y'all. Y'all know down here in Florida, we, you know, we on a lockdown. Lockdown. We are on lockdown, y'all. Come on into the house. Come on into the building. Finna chop this thing up, y'all. Finna chop this thing up. We got some questions, man. We need some questions. Y'all come on in the room, family. Give me some questions real quick while I'm finishing up my coffee. Yeah. Y'all come on in here, man. We need all the questions we can get today so we can get this information to the family. Thanks for y'all joining us in the room today. Please give me the thumbs up when you come into the chat room. We're just going over a few articles here. We're going to be talking about Madam CJ Walker. I don't know how many of us saw the Netflix film. I couldn't even get through the whole film, y'all, the whole Madam CJ Walker film. I couldn't get through it. Yeah, it had too much sideways information about our great black sister, you know. And, yeah, I mean, chop that up with us a little bit more, Mr. Simmons. You was chopping that up about Madam CJ Walker. Chop that up for us, bro. Yeah, she was an entrepreneur, activist, and a philanthropist. But see, what they don't tell you, that the dominant society hates when a former slave pretty much repairs themselves and becomes something big in history. So what I decided, y'all, with the Urban Matters Matters live chat, every week we're going to honor and we're going to lift up a great black entrepreneur, somebody who was a pioneer. We're going to learn our history. I'm going to make that my duty to make sure every week we learn about one of our black history heroes that built and made some of the inventions that we still use today very popular. Huh? Oh, yeah, definitely was whitewashed, Brother Sanchez. What's going on, Mr. Williams? Thanks for joining us. Good morning. Yeah, yeah, they steal everything. They steal our story and make it out of his story. And then they take all away my story. They take my story from me. The mysterious part about it, that's my story. The mysteries are our stories. But then he turned it into his story, which is history. And they call it history. What's going on, Ms. Bowling? Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We're just chopping it up about, you guys know OPEC too, the big gas giants of the world, OPEC, O-P-E-C. Yeah, they're doing an emergency meeting on April 6th, and they're trying to postpone that, y'all. So be on the lookout for that. And definitely, did you hear about the French scientists that are working on the alleged corona antivirus? And they mentioned that they should only use and test the antivirus vaccine on Africans, on brown people, to make sure that basically make the brown people out of a guinea pig. That's what they want to do. Test rat. Test a lab rat, what they call it. Yeah. So, yeah, man, Russia is sending aid all over the world. They're not really talking about it on the news. Russia sent a bunch of medical supplies to the U.S., planes and huge, huge storage liners of supplies for the apparently COVID infection that's in the U.S. So, yeah, we're just talking about that. And what y'all want to start with first? Let's talk about, a lot of people have been saying a lot about the 5G. What's going on, Mr. Johnson? Thanks for joining us. A lot of people, we don't really have any definite proof or facts right now about the 5G. I've seen a lot of people around America that are starting to burn these 5G towers down. The little small towers, the ones that they have in the inner city blocks. A lot of people have been burning those down and damaging those towers, those 5G towers. Apparently, a lot of people think that, you know, the 5G is dangerous to the immune system. And some people have a speculation that it might be causing some of the COVID symptoms for that so-called alleged COVID virus. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to start calling it, y'all, COVID from now on, because corona is something beautiful. So I don't know how they can take something, a term that means, you know, something gracious from our creator, like the corona is the ring around the sun. It's the ring around the sun. So they want to take something beautiful, one of God's beautiful creations, and vilify it and demonize it. And I don't agree with that. I don't know who named the virus. Also, China is coming out demanding that the U.S. and the U.S. officials who are basically blaming China for the virus are requesting that they come out and apologize publicly for that, or China will not be sending the 85% of medications that some of our elderly folks need on an everyday basis. They make a lot of our medicines. A lot of Americans don't know that, but yes, they make a lot of different vaccines here and medications in the pharmaceutical industries. So a lot of our pharmaceutical industries, in other words, have supply houses and warehouses in Asia. And if it's not made in China, it has to come through the Chinese sea. So if they don't allow any type of medicine or aids to come through that seaport, then guess what? A lot of our family is going to start struggling from more than the COVID-19 virus. So just putting that out there. Thanks for joining us, Mr. 12th Man, Mr. Gibson. Thanks for joining us. Yes, we're talking about China and basically they are one of the major importers of medications and also supplies. A lot of these supplies for our medical industry come from China as well. That's why it's tough for them to get a hold of those, the breathing apparatuses. What are they called? The ventilator machines, the vents, because most of the software is manufactured in China. So just putting that out there, family, we might need to humble ourselves a little bit as a powerful country like America. We need to just kind of humble ourselves, because right now, whether y'all know it or not, we're in a wounded state right now. So you are very vulnerable for attack when you're wounded. And a lot of different powerful of global officials and militaries know this. This is one of the arts of war. That you attack your enemy while they're wounded or while they are damaged. So that is just a military strategy. Every great military leader knows that. So just putting that out there real quick for us, family. And we were talking about where Mr. Simmons went at, man. Mr. Simmons, come on back into the chat room, bro, and finish chopping it up about Madam C.J. Walker and how they mushed up the movie on Netflix. Straight messed the movie up. You know, they didn't want to point out the fact that Madam C.J. Walker was one of the pioneers who sculpted the multi-marketing industry. And also, just as a whole, she pretty much pioneered and laid the blueprint to be an entrepreneur and door-to-door sales. Yes, she had over a 10,000 member sales group that she would extinguish around the country. And that's what made her business so powerful. Yes, that's what made her business so powerful. She was the first blueprint or sculptor or activist. Also, she was an activist, y'all. So we got to keep that in mind. I'm going to give you one of her quick poems. I am a woman who came from the cotton fields of South. From there, I was promoted to the wash tub. From there, I was promoted to the cook kitchen. And from there, I promoted myself into business and manufacturing hair goods and preparations. She says, I have built my own factory on my own ground. So she's all about ownership. And that's what we must do as melanated people in America, as foundational Black Americans. We need to look to ownership. And I think this is a transition, what we're going through right now with this whole revelation. When we come out of this, if we're seeking the same ideology and the same format, then something is wrong, man. Because we see that these people do not have it figured out. And at any moment, the whole factory, the whole shebang could shut down on us. And what are we going to do? Huh? What's up? What's up, Mr. Grant? Thanks for joining us. Mr. Johnson says, yeah, we would not withstand an attack right now. We can't, man. We're wounded. As a country, we are weak right now. We're already weak and divided with all of the investigations going on in Congress and the House of Representatives, and we already wounded. So y'all tell me, what do we do? Give me some questions, y'all. Thanks for joining us this morning at Urban Matters, Matters Live Chat. We're just going over a few topics. The 5G, we're going over Madam C.J. Walker. And what do you think about Madam C.J. Walker, who basically, ladies, if you don't know who Madam C.J. Walker is, men too, we need to know this history. She was a former slave who decided to get off the plantation, who got tired of the plantation, sharecropping, whatever you want to call it, indentured servant. And she decided, she found a product that a former Caucasian European owner, slave owner, she worked for. So you know how that goes. A lot of the inventions that the slave owners put patents on back in the 1800s and the 1700s, most of those inventions came from former slaves or the slaves of that plantation. So what she did, she took the hair relaxer, the hair straightener, and she perfected the formula is what she did. What's going on, Mr. Johnson? Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Said. She put a perfume so that you could not smell a lot of the sulfur inside of the product. And she perfected that hair cream product that was so popular back in the 1900s, early 1900s, for black women to basically... So basically, the white owner was basically, you know, experimenting on her slaves. And then Madam C.J. Walker took the product because it had a stank smell. Y'all know how them perms and whatever, you know, the hair products smell sometimes. That's because, in a way, y'all, it's kind of not healthy for the hair and the scalp and the body when you add these sort of additives to your hair, these type of products to your hair. So they can be damaging after a long period of time. But Madam C.J. Walker took that formula and she perfected it and put a perfume in it so that the smell would not be so overwhelming and more people would want to buy that type of product. But so basically the slave owner, the white female slave owner, she could not figure out why Madam C.J. Walker's product was selling so much better than hers. And that's what it was. She perfected it. So that's where Black Excellence came in. So y'all remember that. That was a quick lesson about Madam C.J. Walker. So we moving on to the great, great brother of ours, Bill Withers. Bill Withers, man. Y'all know Bill Withers. He's the guy who made the song Lean On Me, the original song, Don't Lean On Me. Also, he made this song right here, y'all. I do not own the rights to this music, Facebook, but we're just having a good time today, y'all. Ain't no sunshine. There you go. Great, great. I think he was one of, what's the great producer's name that produced him? He also produced Otis Redding and, what's the name of that? Yeah, we had some powerful, powerful people in our culture, man. And we need to hold dear to that, y'all, and build ourselves up from this whole COVID-19 thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, listen, it ain't going to be no sunshine, man, if we don't figure this thing out on our own, man. We got to figure this thing out on our own, man. We got to, man. That's the great Bill Withers, man. Yeah. He had a lot of great gems. A lot of great gems, man. Go another one here. Y'all remember this one? In all live music. None of that computerized music, man. Our brothers really was artists back then. They were real, real professionals. You know, back then, the music game, you had to know your instrument, man. You had to know your craft. And see, that's what we've gotten away from. And I listen to some of the young folks' music nowadays, and I try to understand it, you know. So we got to stop knocking our young folk. We just got to start building them up and teaching them. If we teach them this stuff, then they don't have an excuse to be stuck on stupid. Ooh. Listen to that soul in that voice, man. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to our brother, man. Bill Withers. Oh, y'all don't want me to get that sax now. Y'all don't want me to get that sax, man. Y'all think I just be having that sax sitting back here, man? Huh? Uh-huh. Y'all think I just be having that sax sitting back there for nothing, huh? Mm-hmm. I can't play it too loud because my family's still kind of getting out of the bed, y'all. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll get down with it now. But, yeah, we're just coming at you real quick, family. Rest in peace to our brother Bill Withers. Yeah, they using us up, man. Using us up, man. Use me, use me, use me. Rest in peace to our brother Bill Withers, man. Great, great man, man. Great artist. Y'all remember he made the original Lean On Me, right? And that's what we need to do right now, man. We need to lean on each other, man. Lean on each other right now, man. Yeah, man. That was a great brother, that man. Yo. No one, no one, no one. We do not own the rights to this music, Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, man, we're gonna move it. Yeah, man. We're gonna organize, bro. We got to. Cause listen, I mean, you don't organize, you get caught out here slipping like we slipping now, man. We out here slipping. We so vulnerable right now, man. Somebody can kick your door in right now, run up in your house. What you gonna do? Half of us may have a gun, but I guarantee, boy, you ain't got enough artillery to hold off nothing and nobody. So, yeah, man, that's what we gotta do, bro. That's what we gotta do, man. Trying to put that sax down, man. I was just playing around with y'all, man. Having a little fun with the family this morning, man. But, yeah, well, you know, just coming at you real quick with a couple of little topics we wanted to talk about today, family. And definitely, what else did I have the family to talk about today? Also, I came across some good information, y'all, on Noah Webster's 1800 edition of the dictionary and the definition of an American. In the Noah Webster's dictionary, but you got to go back to the 1828 version of this. And an American is defined as a native of America, originally applied to the aboriginals or the copper color races. Copper color, this. Found here by the Europeans. That means the Europeans came over here and they already found us here. It said copper color races of people that were found in the native land of America when the Europeans arrived in America. Yes. But now the definition of American is also now applied to the descendants of Europeans born in America. Not Europeans that were already here in America. The name American must always exalt the pride and the patriotism of Washington. So, in other words, the black man is the original, the copper-colored person, the copper-colored man, which is us, the aboriginals. Who knows what aboriginal means? Correct. Yeah. But that's us, man. So we got to protect this place. We need to protect America. And I know, you know, I talk about they wanted America to, China wanted America to apologize for basically creating another yellow peril situation. If you guys want to go in depth, define that, go look up the yellow peril, and that'll show you the definition of what's going on right now with this whole virus and the stereotyping of China. And trust me, man, we as copper color people here in America, we know that America can really pour it on when they pick on you, when they subjugate you, and they abuse you. And I'm not trying to take up for the Chinese right now. That's not what I'm doing. I'm going to let them hold their own balls. But what I am saying is that we know abuse, and we know when a whole country can attack you because of your nationality, because of your culture, because of the skin color, because of where you're from. So with all of this, I think what's going to come out of this is going to teach America to change their wicked ways. And if you are part of that wicked system, you need to change your ways, because this is a revelation that's going on. And the people that's going to be successful from this, and the people that's going to come out of this on top, are going to be the people that take this serious and know that this is not some type of game. This is a test. Who is strong-minded and who is weak-minded. And that's why the playing field has been leveled. This thing is the equalizer. This COVID thing is the equalizer. It's bringing everybody down. Don't care how rich you are, how many degrees you have, where you went to college. Don't care what fraternity or sorority you came from. It does not care what color you are. It is not racist. It is not discriminating on man, person, place, or thing. So it's time to figure something out, man. I hope you're not just sitting around waiting on when this can things gonna get back to normal. This is the new norm. And this is Urban Matters Matter Live Chat. And we're going to keep bringing you information after information. We're going to have a great show coming this Monday, me and Brother Montu. And we're going to be talking about topics about the hip hop industry and how a lot of this going on, a lot of our hip hop brothers and sisters have insight on what's really, really happening behind the scenes of this. A lot of our entertainers, Hollywood. Notice, y'all, you don't hear anything about the Epstein thing. You don't hear anything about, don't forget about that, y'all. Yeah, Mr. Red Sanchez says, hopefully when we get out of house arrest, we can organize and move forward. Exactly. Exactly.